In the mid-1980s, too many Medicaid recipients were relying on the emergency room in Wilson County for care. An expensive problem led to a homegrown solution, creating a network of medical providers across the state aimed at easing access to services and keeping costs down. Today, Community Care of North Carolina, CCNC, oversees that network. It has about 1,000 employees and has served as a national model to Medicaid programs in Connecticut, Colorado, Oregon, and Alabama. As policymakers finalize a long-term deal to reconstruct Medicaid in North Carolina, supporters of the current model are not happy.
This is political, and there's not a lot of logic in politics.
Dr. Tom Irons has been practicing medicine for 40 years. He still treats Medicaid patients at a clinic in Greenville and is a professor of pediatrics at East Carolina University.
When you see a movement like this for completely reforming Medicaid, you wonder who's going to be making money out of this, and somebody would.
Medicaid is currently a $15 billion a year industry in the state. North Carolina pays for a third of that, the federal government two-thirds. If or when an overhaul to Medicaid comes, it's expected to be a hybrid model and open the door for private insurance companies to bid on contracts. Industry and political experts estimate those companies will stand to receive 10% of the annual revenue, or about $1.5 billion.
There is such potential here to transform Medicaid to improve quality and improve access and reduce cost.
Donnie Lambeth is a former hospital CEO, now representing Forsyth County as a House Republican.
So it will be a more open competition. And I think that CCNC understands they've done some really good things. I agree with them that they've done and played a vital role in keeping costs down of Medicaid. But at some point, CCNC has to re-engineer and reinvent themselves.
Supporters of the current system say CCNC has adjusted to the times, and the recent audit demonstrates that. However, the audit did little to dampen political momentum. Governor Pat McCrory pledged to change Medicaid upon taking office in early 2013. Lawmakers in the House and Senate have agreed to a revamp, just not on the implementation. Medicaid is pretty complicated, and legislators have called it a budgeting nightmare.
It's also difficult to manage and to get services to individuals and others.
Senator Ralph Hise has been a leader in the reform effort. North Carolina is among several states that opted not to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Several Republican-led General Assemblies have introduced legislation to privatize parts of the program. That federal expansion would have provided more money, but Heiss says Medicaid has been growing too fast.
And its growth rate, even above what the overruns were, its growth rate have been off the chart for anything else we deal with in state government. And we're seeing year after year that the growth in Medicaid spend is exceeding the growth in revenue.
It's not hard to find someone in the industry who disagrees with that statement. Greg Griggs is the executive vice president of the North Carolina Association of Family Physicians.
Our total Medicaid spend has grown at a rate less than the percentage increase in recipients, meaning that what we're spending per recipient is actually less today than it was 5 years ago.
Griggs says that more than 90% of primary care physicians in the state see Medicaid patients. That figure is key to giving patients good access. Medicaid is a very low-profit margin area for family practitioners. Greg says the current system has worked well and could be tweaked, but he has concerns about a total overhaul.
If we are not very, very careful about how things are implemented, I think you could see a reduction of the number of family physicians accepting Medicaid. You also could see, as a result of that, a drastic reduction in access.
Griggs and others are worried that would undo much of the progress that has been made since those days of crowded emergency rooms in Wilson County. When you talk to lawmakers these days, change on the Medicaid front seems imminent, though it will take a while. After a proposal advances through both chambers and onto the governor, it will actually take years before a federal waiver is obtained and an overhaul is rolled out. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.